This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. As the GOP wraps up its convention, Republicans are hammering the state of the economy we have today. Pollsters will tell you, though, it's the economy we have in November that matters most. So could any economic news between now and then shift the electoral map? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Unemployment's hovering above 8%. Housing has bottomed out. Growth is anemic. Wall Street political analyst Andy LaPerrier has been watching the GOP hone its message in Tampa.
I think the economy that we have now is the economy the candidates are stuck with, for better or for worse, and mainly for worse for the president.
We're sure to hear some upbeat headlines before November if unemployment edges down or consumer spending surges. But, says Princeton historian Julian Zelizer,
we're not talking about if there's an uptick anymore. People are frustrated with the general state of the economy.
LaPerrier points out an irony here.
There's a big difference between how Wall Street is viewing the economy and how the average voter is viewing the economy. For Wall Street, a few months ago, it looked like maybe we were going to tip back into recession.
Investors are more optimistic now.
I would say the average voter doesn't really feel much different about the economy today.
And there's not much that could change their minds before Election Day. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.